The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
On the line now, former Geelong Mayor, former Geelong Councillor and unsuccessful Brown Bill candidate Stretch Contell. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Mitchell. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for being on the program. Well, first of all, how did you feel about the overall result and how things played out with all of the incumbents in Brownville being re-elected?
Look, it's very tough to dislodge an incumbent. So I was aware of that. Look, I was in a difficult situation in that having been away 5 years, and I came back and then fronted into the fact that my former ward had been merged into Brownville, which included my brother's ward of Cowie. So we ended up in a situation where both Eddie and I were running in the same ward, which made it very difficult because we virtually split the so-called Contell vote right down the middle after the counting of the first 45,000, well, counting of the total 45,000 valid votes. Eddie and I were 216 votes apart on primary votes. And after the distribution of preferences, we were 278 votes apart. So people wanted to give us their support, but their allegiances were sort of divided between Eddie and me fairly equally. And then because I was the 278 below Eddie at the last spill of preferences, he got through strongly on my preferences. I think about 75% of people who voted number one for me then put Eddie as number two, and I suggest that vice versa would have been the case. Had Eddie been below me, 75 or so percent of his number two preferences would have gone to me, and I would have been catapulted into sort of the number two position as he was. So it was one of those things, should I have run for another ward? That was the debate that I was having in the lead up to the election, but I felt I had to be genuine in what I was doing, and I had to run for the area where I was probably best known, but probably knew most about, rather than anything else. But maybe that was the wrong decision. But anyway, there you are.
It sounds like the state government's changed their mind about multi-council awards and they're perhaps going to redraw the boundaries and have single council awards for the next election in 2024. I see that there's some councils in Melbourne where they've already done that, like Burundara, for example. Do you think the single council award is a better system than this multi-councillor system we have now?
Yeah, I do. And I'm on the public record. Prior to the council election, I was writing a column for the Geelong Advertiser. One of my columns specifically spoke about the ward structure, and I argued that I felt the multi-councillor ward structure was not right, was not working, because you had three councillors basically all living in the same suburb. So the suburbs of Belpost, Hill, Bell Park, Newcombe, Whittington, St Albans, on the bookend of the ward, I felt were forgotten, had been left behind, whereas under the old system, each ward had their own local champion, and those local champion councillors would ensure that the local council, local ward issues for that area would be brought to the table on a regular basis, including at the all-important budget time. So I'd be fully supportive of Geelong returning to a single councillor ward situation. Probably 12 wards like the old system. I don't understand why they changed it. To be perfectly honest, I don't understand the logic of it at all.
And the other aspect is, of course, the mayor. We had the directly elected mayor system, but now the councillors will vote in the new mayor on Thursday night, which could actually be the same mayor just re-elected.
I would say you'd probably go with the same mayor. That would, if I was to be elected, I would have encouraged Stephanie to go again because she had... She's only had the 1 year, and it was a very strange year, the COVID year. She hasn't really had the chance to stamp her legacy on the workings of council because of all the restrictions and the lockdowns. So, but to the extent that she's been in that role, I think she's done a good job of keeping the councillors as coherent as you can. given that they'd been together 3 years. So definitely I'd be encouraging her to run again, absolutely.
What does the council need to do now? What's the first thing that needs to be really sorted out, do you think?
Look, I think they need to now make the best of the current ward system and recognise that it's got its shortcomings. That's at the local level. But I think what it needs to do is to revisit what's the strategic plan for council for the next 10, 25 years. Geelong's growing at a pace, but what I was saying in the lead up to the election is that it's unmanaged success and there's massive transport issues that are starting to creep in, moving of people east and west. North and south is not so bad because you've got the ring road, but east and west, and with the opening up of the Finesford area and more land beyond that was announced, you're going to have a massive number of people all trying to get into Geelong from the western side of the town. And if you have a look at it, there's only very restricted ways to get into the city from there, such as Highland Drive and Church Street. But they're already starting to suffer from the congestion issues. So there's the growing pain of success needs to be managed. And I think Geelong needs to chase down and really start building on some of the advantages that are going to flow from the government money that's going to be injected post-COVID, particularly in the area of manufacturing. I think Geelong can play a huge role in the defence procurement area. There's a number of contracts that hopefully will be awarded to Geelong manufacturers to do with the Land 400 and the missile launch system. So Geelong needs to have a strategy of really, promoting itself as a centre of excellence for defence procurement, and that can help rejuvenate the northern suburbs. It can create job opportunities in the northern suburbs and help just economic fillip of that sort of down and out part of Geelong. So they would be some of the strategic areas that I'd be looking at if I'd been elected.
Can I ask what's next for you? Are you going to be a newspaper columnist again, or have you got bigger plans on the horizon?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'd have to be 100% honest. I just don't know, to be honest. I've come back from overseas. I had a lot of passion and energy that I thought would be a benefit to Geelong, having seen what other countries around Europe and UK are doing. But that's not to be. So I'll have to look for another avenue for my energy and passion. But, we'll see. We'll see.
Well, Stretch, thank you very much for being on the program, and obviously it wasn't the result that you wanted, but I appreciate you coming on to tell us about the campaign.
Yeah, no, good, Mitchell. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Stretch Contell there, who ran for Brownbill Ward, of course, alongside his brother Eddie Contell, and wasn't successful, but a former mayor of the city of Greater Geelong.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.